Welcome to the Life Strategy Show with Lolita Smith, where each show gets you one step closer to bringing prosperity and success to your future. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is thrilled to help you imagine it. What things are holding you back? Her ultimate goal is to provide you with the direction and solutions to become your best self and achieve unwavering success. Rise up with her and know that there is a place where you can be true to yourself and a strategy to get you there. Let go and free yourself from the strings of the past and find success, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Join your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and feel that world of prosperity right here and right now. The Life Strategy Show starts now.
Wow, everybody, I'm so struck every time I listen to that. You know, I want to welcome all of you. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to, you know, be part of an amazing show, Life Strategy Show. This is with Lolita Smith, and this is about bringing prosperity and success in your future. But, you know, as a master coach, as somebody that has truly understand what life strategies and the life strategies way is, she has created building blocks. And there are building blocks, which we've previously talked about. And today's show is about that building block that we call relationships. So you're going to get a glimpse of how to go through and understand you can't do it alone. And what are these building blocks to relationships? Because this is what Lolita does. She is somebody that's out there, a mentor. She has principles she has created for people. She provides people with a scope and an outline for their life that is filled with unlimited possibilities. And this is about bringing balance, bringing wholeness. This is about doing it for herself and helping others do it. She is a leader in the field of communications. She has done that. She is a teacher. And more importantly, she is right here with all of us today to say, this is the message that we have to have today in our world because our relationships need help. Lolita, right?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for that. Absolutely. Our relationships need help. You can't do it alone. You know, there is a reason, season, or a lifetime that people come into your lives and that you encounter them. And it's our job, whatever that may be, to find out why and build the best relationship we can with them. So, you know, as I look at and we talk about my mentoring principles, and Dr. Pat just gave a great overview of self, relationships, and communications. They are multifaceted. There are different dimensions to each of the mentoring principles. And today we will be dealing with relationships. We just concluded dealing with self. And so with relationships, which is another foundation, because self, you have to get it right before you can be in a good relationship with someone else. So we're working building blocks through the principles to make sure we are our best selves to move through to prosperity and success. And today with relationships, you know, I pondered, how can we do this? Let's go back in our mind's eye. And have you ever wondered why your relationships seem to fail? Or it seems like it's the same thing over and over again. And so we all look back and say, what a bonehead mistake. Why did I do that? Why did I connect with them? And this isn't just about, you know, intimate relationships. This is about relationships as a whole, whether family, whether platonic, or if you are in a intimate relationship. And so we ask, why do we repeat certain things? But I think the answer to that is because we don't really know what a good relationship is. I mean, we assume when you think of relationship, oh, that just means I'm connected. But do you know how to build a good relationship that can be lasting and rewarding in every area of your life? So today we're going to go into relationships, and we're going to start by defining what a relationship is, because we all assume we know. We could go to Webster's Dictionary and look it up. So of course, that's what I did. A relationship is a connection, an association, or an involvement. And it's the way in which two things are connected. So then we ask after that, as I just touched on a little bit, so what is a good relationship or a great relationship?
Right.
And a good or healthy relationship starts by being built on a strong foundation. Even if you're already in an established established relationship. It's never too late to start implementing building blocks to strengthen your current relationships and make them more rewarding. So the habits that we're going to cover today actually will help you forge a relationship built on respect, communication, which is my third principle, but we're not going to talk about it today, and appreciation.
Yeah. And, you know, this is really, this is why we are calling them building blocks. Now, you know, many people may or may not know, but they're going to hear you talk about it right now, is that they're going to hear that this idea and these principles for the seven building blocks to healthy relationships are very important, because when you take them individually, yes, you can look at them and do them, but there is an understanding of each, and that's what you're going to talk to us about. But in the end, you're really also looking for an end game of one, respect, you said, trust is another. So take us through these. What do these seven actually mean? And, you know, I know there's more than just a couple words on them.
Absolutely. Yes, there are. And what I'm going to do is as I go through the seven building blocks, I'm going to give you actually personal examples in my life or professional life that you can relate to. And then you can say, and have that moment and understand why things occurred, or moving forward, the things that you need to change to build a healthy relationship. The first building block is to listen. I mean, it's about as basic as you can get. However, we are so poor at listening. Be a good listener. Show that you're interested in what the person has to say. Don't interrupt. Focus on what they're saying and do not respond before they're finished talking. A lot of times we end up cutting people off, assuming we know what they're going to say, or we interrupt them so that we can finish the sentence for them, or either we interrupt them so we can interject our opinion or our own thoughts. So the first thing to a healthy relationship is being a good listener. And of course, I'm going to go here, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Okay, so listening is first and foremost in this. Number two building block, speak clearly. Be specific in expressing what you need or what you want. Don't be vague or expect the other person to know what you want, or try to read your mind, or try to figure out what you desire from them. If you want something done, be forthright, be specific in articulating what you want. And I'll give a brief example. Say you're tired of sitting in the house and you're like, wow, to your friend, partner, whatever. Wow, it's a lovely day outside. And your mind is thinking, well, I'm hoping they continue and think my thoughts and read my mind and say, let's go out and do something. So you're waiting for them to lead. But when you want something specifically, speak it clearly, articulate it in a manner and say, wow, it's a lovely day out. I think we should go for a walk. I think we should go for a drive in the country. Articulate your needs, because people do not know what you want unless you convey to them what you're actually thinking.
Yeah. I mean, part of what you're talking about is there's an idea to listen. There's an idea to do something, but underneath it, there are very specific outcomes that you're really addressing. But I love also what you're doing. You're not just addressing, this is what it is. You're also saying, hey, hello, if you're doing this over here, you can stop this. This is one of these things you can stop, right? I want to take a minute, because we have got a lot to cover in this, and it's so important in the world we're living in now, because right now you can really take what Lolita is saying and you can make these changes. Before we go forward, let's make sure people know how to find out more about you. And if they've got any questions down the road, you know, let's just make sure we get them to your website and give them a way to connect with you directly.
Yes, you can find me at lifestrategymentor.com. Again, lifestrategymentor.com. And it will give you all the specifics, the way to contact me, and what I build on in the foundation of my life strategies way.
Awesome. Look, we're really looking at creating something here that people will understand and know about and yet be able to create some room in their hearts. Because I think part of this is being able to understand where another person is coming from and allowing your heart to be open enough to even know that these seven principles are going to help people get them to where they want to go, right?
Yes, they are. And so with that, we will continue with the number three building block to a healthy relationship. And number three is set boundaries and expectations. And what I mean by that is let the other person know what your expectations are for the friendship or the relationship. Be clear at the very beginning so there's no misunderstanding on either side. And, you know, discuss boundaries for sensitive issues or things that make you feel uncomfortable. And I will use a personal, you know, example of this, and actually personal and professional. You know, back in my earlier career, I was working in sales. Of course, a new manager came in and he was hard-nosed. And because the prior manager didn't do a great job, he was brought in to clean up. So when he came in with this hard-nosed attitude, he kept saying, okay, I can fire you all. I can fire you all. This is what he was telling the whole staff. And so the third time he said that to me, I said, respectfully, this is the last time you will tell me that. You set your expectations saying you want us to achieve these goals. Give me time to achieve these goals, see my work ethic, and then if you have a problem, we can dialogue then. But until then, my boundaries are you will not constantly say to me that you can fire everyone here. And that actually was the beginning of a great friendship. So as the relationship progressed, and of course, I killed all the numbers I superseded last year, you know, he started saying, oh my gosh, you have the Midas touch. And at the end, we built a personal relationship when we departed ways and I decided to relocate. And he said, because he knew the sacrifices I had done or had occurred for my family, he said, I wish as a parent, I am half the parent you are to my son. Wow. So what started off as I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to you, I set boundaries. And it's okay that you set boundaries with management or authorities as long as it's done in a respectful manner. And there's nothing wrong with a partner or someone like that. If you have sensitive issues, if there were some habits in the past that you dealt with and you're very sensitive and you don't want to go down that same road, you can say, okay, these are the things that I dealt with in the past. And I'm very sensitive to that. So would you be mindful of these things? Because I don't want to relive those things. And what you're actually doing by doing this are the boundaries help you maintain a level of respect in your relationships.
Yeah. And, you know, part of what we're talking about is also understanding when you're talking about boundaries is how to get to know yourself well enough to know where what's not negotiable for you. Right.
Absolutely.
And then to be able to have the wherewithal, courage, and, you know, assistance, because you can't let go of this alone. This one area right here, this is where if there was anything that anybody needed help with, it's right here. It's like being able, oh, I see the boundary, but, oh, I don't know if I could ask for that. Oh, boy.
And that is part what I do on a daily basis, probably hourly basis, you know, is resolution, is providing direction, instruction, and how to handle a manner where you're not offending someone because you're not coming with a malicious intent. It's nothing wrong with conveying how you feel and letting people know what you desire without them withdrawing and you seem like you're bulldozing them. So it's a balance on how you do that. And that is part of what I teach and the part of communicating effectively. But for today, we'll go now, continue with the seven building blocks of healthy relationships to number four, which is be flexible and willing to compromise. No relationship should be one-sided at all time. And this is going to be really quick. If you're the one that's always giving and you're never getting in return, it's one-sided. There should be where each of you are willing to compromise if you respect each other. So if you're always giving, after a while, when you give all the time and you're not giving anything back, you become diminished. You actually need to be replenished by someone like you're pouring out. So it's good that you set you know, let's compromise. You may not always want to, but it's a good practice for a friendship of respect to compromise. The next thing, number five, see things from the other person's point of view. Be open to looking at things from a different perspective. Because we don't always experience things in the same way, it doesn't mean the other person is wrong. It may be that you've never experienced something. We come from different backgrounds, different family lives, and it may be something that you've done or someone has done in their prior family, and they want to continue that pattern or habit because that was a part of their life. But if you didn't have that same family relationship, you may not understand. So, you know, because you haven't experienced it, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means that you just need to be open to discussing with the person why they feel that way, which allows you to see from their viewpoint what they're saying, and it gives you a respect of each other's differences and point of views.
Yeah. I mean, what we're talking about here and what you're helping people with is a list of things that people can really go through, but other parts of this too, and we're going to finish this for folks, is they can pick one. And they could say, you know what, I get what they're talking about when it comes to listening. I can do this. But when you put them all together, it really is a formula for creating amazing relationships, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And everyone has different formulas and different ways that because anybody can go online and see different ways. I utilize and what I share are things that have worked for me and working for me and generally for, you know, the population. They can also work because they're strong principles and foundations to live by. Number six is agree to disagree and move on. No one is ever going to agree on everything. So respect that you have different positions on the matter and move on. Don't try to debate or convince the other person to agree with you. Another example, and I'm going to use family relationships. My parents are baby boomers. I am a Gen X. We see things totally different. However, We honor our mother and father and have long life. So you do not disrespect them, but I am comfortable in myself with saying to them, because they have different opinions on worldviews and state of things that we go through because they were a different generation. Sometimes I'll say, I don't agree. I love you, but we're going to agree to disagree. No disrespect to you as my parents, but we just see things totally different, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we're going to love each other regardless if we see things different. But we all have different perspectives on things. Number one, based on our current status, based on the environment, and a lot based on your generation and the ideologies that you were brought up on. So it's nothing wrong with agreeing to disagree.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this is really understanding really how strongly we can learn to become ourselves more fully and authentically, isn't it? I mean, that's really what we're talking about, especially with that one. You know, I mean, look, in an ideal world, some people think, oh, we should just agree on everyone. But no, you know, sometimes so many great ideas come out of the areas where we don't agree. But what you're talking about is, how do we stay respectful? How do we stay who we are? But how do we also stay respectful and compassionate, even if we don't agree with someone?
Yes, and it's not something that's overnight, because you have to work on yourself. What you have to remember is, if you are not where you want to be and confident in yourself. Now, a lot of times people remember the past of you. They only remember the past encounters that you've had and your interactions. But as they see that you're starting to change with self dealt with by, of course, we're not going back, having forgiveness, having a positive mindset. When they see all of these things that you're implementing, they'll start seeing a change with you and in you. And when they see that, where things used to be contentious or debatable, they start seeing another side of you and start being willing to listen. But you have to be confident, and you truly have to try to change where people can see you're trying to do things differently before they become more receptive to you and receiving from you. And you know, we'll go to number seven, which is show gratitude or appreciation. Thank the people who have helped you along the way. Don't take people for granted. A lot of times we're looking to the future and where we want to go, or we're looking to the past from where we've come back and harboring a lot of things that we haven't gotten over, but we're not looking at the now and where we are. And we need to look at that and thank the people who've helped us along the way as well as now. Sometimes we miss our now moments because we're looking in the future or we're looking in the past. Mm-hmm. So be mindful to focus on the now and thank those that's around you now, because they're placed specifically around you to help you achieve what where you need to be now. So I want everyone to start looking at people in a different way that's around you. But as you do, don't take people for granted. Show appreciation for thoughtfulness and kindness. People don't have to be nice. In this world today, when someone decides to be kind or gentle or thoughtful, it's almost like you need to go out of your way to thank them, because we have life going on now. And if someone can exemplify those traits, you definitely want to show appreciation. Also with that is acknowledge each other's talents and strengths and reciprocate generosity. If someone holds the door, hold the door for someone. If someone needs a warm smile, give someone a warm smile. We are here. And, you know, as I come near the end for the relationship, we are here, and everyone around you, and I'm going back to what I just said, is here for a purpose in your life. It's up to us to find out through being open and receptive why that person is in our life. Is it because it's to see my character or their character? Sometimes we say, why are people in our lives? Are they here just to irritate me? But sometimes people are in your life because they show you who you are. Is it something in you that needs to be worked out? And that person is there as basically a buffer or a mirror to say, you need to develop maybe some patience, some kindness, some understanding. So are they there for a reason? Are they here for a season? Is it because there's a project that you need to fulfill and someone is in your life to help you achieve that goal so you can go to your next level or next place? Or are they for a season? They're here for a long haul because they're going to ride or die with you. You know, they're going to be here through the good and the bad, the thick and the thin. So it's up to us to ascertain why people and relationships are around us, and then to implement these healthy building blocks to make sure we're in alignment so we can get the greatest benefit and reward out of people being in our lives and connected to us. And that's whether it's family, relationships, or business professionally. Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, when we're looking at this, I just want to tell folks again, we're going to go through all of these again so everybody has them. But when we're looking at these, what we're really clear about is you can start with one, you could start with two, you can decide which is the one that I really can step up and take a look at now. And some of these, you know, for some people, some of them are going to be easy. Some of them are going to say, well, you know what? I heard what she said about listening, but wait a minute, I need to do a little bit more work. I mean, thank you for bringing all this to the forefront today, because this really is a blueprint for people. I want to just take a minute again and just make sure people know how to find out more about you. And then just remind us of what the seven building blocks are, if you could.
Yes, you can find me at lifestrategymentor.com. Again, that's lifestrategymentor.com. And the seven building blocks to a healthy relationships. Are to listen, to speak clearly, to set boundaries and expectations, to be flexible and willing to compromise, to see things from the other person's point of view, to agree to disagree and move on, and seven, to show gratitude or appreciation for those around you.
Now, when you put these all together, there is a pathway to freedom. And that's really why you do what you do, to help people get on that pathway to freedom. What is your personal message? What would you love to leave us with today?
Well, most people know what bad relationships are, but they've never learned the steps to establishing a good and healthy relationship. And a healthy relationship is not built overnight. And as Dr. Pat just said, pick one building block. If it's to speak clearly, if you're not one to speak up and say what you want and you think your mate knows, start there. If you don't show gratitude for the nice and kind things your partner or your family is doing for you, you can start with thank you. It's little baby steps to start you on your way. And it's a process, but both parties in the relationship have to be willing to put the work in to make the relationship long-lasting and rewarding. So today, take the first step to building a healthy relationship, and you'll watch it be fruitful and multiply right before your eyes. And if you need further information, or you want to see the principles that we've already, you know, touched upon in other episodes, you can find me at lifestrategymentor.com, and you can start the journey today for self, relationships, and communications.
I love it.
Thank you for listening to the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, on transformationtalkradio.com every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Rise up with Lolita and know that there is a place where you can be true to yourself and a strategy to get you there. Find success, prosperity, and unlimited possibility right here and right now every show. For more information and to work with Lolita Smith, the Life Strategy Mentor, visit lifestrategymentor.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.